This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And as we navigate these times with COVID-19, life is different in every aspect, including the cannabis industry. Joining me today is good friend and PR guru himself, Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations and hemppublicrelations.com. It's a firm that helps individuals and businesses in the cannabis industry to achieve greater visibility. And it is such... Mark, you are a parent of a couple of young kids. How has it been? Is it been really crazy with the kids and life and trying to manage all of this?
Yeah, thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it's a pleasure. So what's going on with you? Are your kids, everyone doing well?
Yep, everybody's safe. Everybody's doing well. Everybody's healthy. Thank you very much for asking. And hopefully you are and all of your listeners too.
Yes, yes. I'm just, you know, this is just such difficult times right now for all of us. You know,
yes.
Mark, this is what makes this so difficult is that we know that the PPP loans have all dried up.
Correct.
But they were never intended for the cannabis industry. How can you get federal help from something that's not legal? It's just...
Very interesting, absolutely.
This is the problem that we have right now in the world of cannabis and CBD. And the Farm Bill, as we all know, a year and a half ago, changed everything for those that are in the world of hemp. But... And I have a guest on later who will be talking about what it's like being a dispensary and being in the thrust of this. But for people that are not understanding, cannabis was not considered a essential business in Massachusetts. And I think every state is making their own decision. And I know that the governor was sued by a few of the cannabis dispensaries here, and the judge sided with the governor and said no, it's not, they're not essential. And yet the double standard, which is so crazy, but that double standard is that the liquor stores are in full swing, and now not only can you do takeout, but the restaurants in my neighborhood are allowed to now sell you alcohol when you pick up your drink, so you can
Which
get your drink to go with
that. Kind of lets people know that they could drink and drive on the way home, and
well, we're a walking neighborhood. Well, we're a walking neighborhood, but still, the point though is that we're in Little Italy, so most people are living here are doing that. But the point I'm making, though, is that there's such double standards in this industry, and the prohibition and the struggles that this industry has gone through, and for people that need cannabis, it's been very difficult for them to get what they need. And there are many people in this world, many, many people that depend on cannabis for health. And I know that you don't like to, I know that you don't like to talk a lot about your own personal story, but I think it's appropriate to share with us a little bit, if you wouldn't mind.
You know what? Absolutely. You know what? I don't mind sharing my story with you and your listeners. It's just the rest of the world. So, anyway, as you know, I was born with Tourette syndrome, which is a neurological issue or disease or whatever your condition that you want to call it. And I don't use medical marijuana because it's illegal or not legal or whatever in New York State. However, I do utilize it recreationally, and therefore it helps out with my medical situation.
Yep. And it's been very helpful.
It really helps out when you're homeschooling your kids all day, every day, too.
Right, right. I think that it's important, though. But there are, I know you have some stories for us. And what's the deal? Are there some states that are allowing marijuana, cannabis shops to open because they are essential? What did you find out?
Absolutely.
In doing some
let's bring up
today?
Washington State first. Washington State, a very big state, very important. So the Washington State governor, Frankie, says marijuana stores are essential. I cannot agree with this governor more, and I want to give him a big virtual hug. Anyway, when the Washington governor ordained marijuana stores essential, but ordered bars, restaurants, and other businesses like you were saying earlier, closed last month, he made a very hard decision with awkward optics. For example, should people be able to buy smokable marijuana or weed while their respiratory system, is not as good as it might be? And will this, will there be an infection sweeping the Washington state? Then again, state law left him little choice. He could have, probably should have, halted recreation and pot sales, according, to the News Tribune in Washington State. But marijuana has been recognized as a medicine for qualified patients in Washington and other states for more than two decades, and visiting a retail outlet's the only legal way to purchase it. Other Western states, Frankie, that were legal marijuana pioneers since all this stuff started were Colorado, California, Nevada, Oregon.
Yep.
So very interesting stuff. And marijuana
by
is
the way, we have,
everybody.
I was just going to say, by the way, we have a lot of stations on the West Coast in Washington and Oregon that listen
right.
to this show. And we have a rather new affiliate in Aberdeen, Washington, KBKW. Give them a big shout out and welcome to the program.
KBKW in Washington State. That's great. We welcome them to the air.
Yeah. Yes, we do. So, Mark, this is the problem, and or is it a problem? Do you think they dictate what they want to do?
You know, you were breaking up there for a moment. If you could just
I think each state should be able to do what they need to do, and allow what they're comfortable with.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
However, if I was the president or the governor of every state, I would say marijuana is essential for everybody. Recreational, medically, socially, and getting through this pandemic. You're going to need it. Everybody's just going to need it.
Well, it's so interesting because I just read an article this morning that CBD sales, which is the cannabidiol, and by the way, we shout out to the poster child, and she was really so... Her family, they were so heroic, and Charlotte Figge, who died last week, was the Charlotte that allowed the Sterling brothers to become millionaires with Charlotte's Web, by the way. And not that they didn't deserve to be. I didn't mean it to sound like that, but Charlotte really opened the door for many people to understand medicinal and beneficial uses of hemp. And for those that do not want to get high, CBD is a non-toxic psychoactive part of the plant that allows you to chill in a way that for many of us is very much needed and helps people with better performance, better sleep, better focus. It really is a wonderful product. And we just have to, years ago, if we didn't have, if we didn't have Charlotte, we really and truly wouldn't understand how this story opened up. And so we do say every time we get a chance to give tribute to Charlotte, we do. And she lost her battle to COVID-19 last week. And, of course, she was very vulnerable having epilepsy. So she was the one right. that her where her immune system was terribly compromised. We are going to continue with Mark Goldberg. We have more information and news. He brings us kind of the biz news around the world.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. Again, that's 800-834-6216.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Mark Goldman, welcome back. He's a partner at Hemp Public Relations and hemppublicrelations.com. And you have another story, though, about Florida hemp growing program and what's going on there, because the U.S. agriculture is ready to do some exciting things.
Yeah, you know what, before I bring that up, I want to just mention that we have a lot of new listeners today on Long Island, New York, in Texas, in Florida, a lot of people listening to your show today.
Well, we shout out and say, be safe, please, 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 be well and be safe, because this this is a tough time, and we need connection. We need information that's accurate. We need connections. We need to keep our immune system healthy. And part of that story is the endocannabinoid system, and that is critical, really critical. But if you are, I just want to put a warning. We had a doctor on the other week or so who said, if you do have the coronavirus, you do not want to partake in CBD right now. You want to take it to help your immune system, and you want to take it when you're all done, but not during. So just a little warning. I just wanted to mention that. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So tell us about this story about the U.S. Department of Agriculture, because, you know, hemp growers are having a terrible time right now, to say the least.
Right, absolutely. So Florida hemp growing programs get federal approval. It's kind of exciting. U.S. Department of Agriculture, Frankie, is poised to green light Florida's hemp program as early as next week, clearing the way for farmers to apply for cultivation licenses and for other hemp businesses to get involved in processing and selling the product. This is very big, this is very exciting, and this is non-COVID-19 oriented. Anyway, the Florida Department of Agriculture has been sending draft hemp rules back and forth with the U.S. Department of Agriculture for months, making final tweaks and incorporating feedback from public comment periods. The final plan was submitted to the U.S. Department of Agriculture last week and will be approved any day now. This is big, big news. Hopefully, hemp growers will be able to fill out an application on the Department of Agriculture website. It will be approved after a fingerprint scan and background check, which is very limited. The only Floridian restrictions from getting a permit are those who have been convicted of a narcotics felony or marijuana charges in the last 10 years, which makes a lot of sense. This is a great thing. I'm super excited.
By the way, I'm glad for them. I'm glad for them. But, you know, one of the questions on the PPP application is if you have anything to do with the cannabis industry.
Right.
They want to know that right up front, because they're not going to give you money if you do. So yes.
It's a shame. There's always other words for that. You can always say change it.
Yes. Yes.
Involved in something else.
Well, I know. So what about people that are sitting and saying, you know, this is an opportunity. I'm working at home. I'd rather be out in the land. I'd rather be doing something else during my life. A lot of people, just as we were reflective now. Can you hear me now? Am I back?
A little bit. Going in and out a little bit today. I think we're having some tech issues today. Yeah. All right, so right now we are listening to the Frankie Boyer Show, Cannabis A to Z, talking about various marijuana issues, hemp issues, CBD issues. We do this about once a month, going through all of the news. Very, very exciting stuff. Marijuana, hemp, CBD, always popular in the news. And, again, just want to reiterate, it's an essential item. We're very excited to make it an essential item. And more states really need to come along with that. Again, you're listening to the Frankie Boyer Show on Biz Talk Radio. And we're talking about cannabis A to Z. Very exciting stuff.
Oh, good. Hey, Mark. You know, what's happening is that so many people are online that my connection to the studio gets dropped, so I apologize for that. But, so, Mark, you were sharing about the number of people that are getting into the hemp industry?
Absolutely. Hemp salaries are outgunning those for careers in mainstream agriculture. This is great. We love when hemp salaries are good. We love when all salaries are good. Careers are booming in the hemp industry. Pay is far better than mainstream agriculture counterparts. According to a new research, a survey gathered salaries for hemp farming positions from executive management to farm labor to hemp staff. And it all really shows that they're outpacing other agricultural jobs. According to a farm salary data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, average annual salary for farmers, what do you think?
I have no idea.
In and around $68,000, which is a very good wage for a lot of people here in the States, in America, you know. That compares to higher-level management positions at hemp farms, which tops out at about $150,000 per year. For farm directors, which is a lot more than I would have expected. Farm laborers each get less than the average salary for hemp workers. They're around $52,000 annually. And hemp greenhouse technicians average about $60,000 per year. So all kind of interesting stuff.
Yeah, very interesting. And, you know, I was saying before I got cut off, I don't know if you heard me say that, after 9/11, we all kind of questioned what our purpose is, what we should be doing. And a lot of people are having that same question now during this COVID-19 pandemic, and people are saying, I don't know if I really want to go back to what I was doing. I want to be maybe try something different. And so this might be a nice opportunity to get out into the field of hemp and look into it, or the cannabis industry. It's a good time. Absolutely good time. You know that the cannabis-infused beverages, this has been an ongoing story for a lot of years, and it really, we only have, we can't get into it. We'll hold that story over for another time. Mark Goldman,
absolutely,
always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us
today. You. Check out hemppublicrelations.com.
Great, and we will be back.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA. Not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. This was supposed to be the year, 2020, when the cannabis industry would explode. The Farm Bill was passed, waiting for new regulations from the FDA. People were getting the momentum, becoming educated, and all of a sudden, COVID-19. To help us understand how one can survive in the wake of COVID-19 is one of the leaders in the cannabis industry, and she is a 50% owned company, Autumn Brands. And Autumn, welcome. It's so nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
So you have been working so hard for so many years to get Autumn Brands up and running, and now, this is crazy what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a curveball, but you know what? In this industry, we are constantly up against headwinds. I mean, there is, from the start, it has been a challenge in this industry to keep moving forward, and that's only made us stronger and more resilient and quicker at adapting. So, like everything else, that's what we're doing here. But fortunately, you know, cannabis has been deemed essential in a number of states. California.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us, where else is it right now essential?
So 8 states actually deemed it essential: Alaska, California, Colorado, Illinois, Michigan, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. And that's huge. That gives cannabis validity like it never had before. So
yes.
It's a really incredible time right now that cannabis is really seen as being an important part of the society and needed during, especially during a time of a pandemic.
So it's so interesting that those states have said it's okay to be essential, and yet everyone else is saying no. And I was just talking with Mark about this. Yeah, liquor stores are still open for business because they're considered essential.
Yeah. I think they're, you know, they offer probably more than just the alcohol, and that's why they're allowed to do it. But it is interesting what has and what hasn't been allowed. And, you know, you've seen restaurants, too. They've been allowed to now actually make cocktails and then put them in a cup and people can
get
away with them.
Absolutely.
That's incredible.
I agree.
Cannabis... You know, the cannabis side of it, and there's the, you know, I think certain municipalities like San Jose, Santa Clara County here in California, they took away any recreational abilities other than deliveries in their county and are only allowing for medical. But, you know, the way that California set up cannabis regulations is basically it's kind of a blurred line right now, you know. So most patients stop going and getting a medical marijuana card because there's so many recreational shops. But it doesn't mean that they don't use it for medicinal purposes. So
Right. That's
a real, that's a real hindrance and to a lot of people that really rely on cannabis as their medicine and something that really can help them get through a period of time of stress. We all need to be able to relax a little bit more right now and not let, you know, COVID-19 spin us in a, you know, down a rabbit hole. And I think it's really easy for, you know, even the best of us.
I think, you know, Autumn, what you're saying is making tremendous sense. And as someone who's involved in this family, sixth generation, multi-family run operation with your cultivation approach, using pesticide-free products, are you starting to see a difference? Are you having an increase right now, or are you staying the same? Or because of the stay-at-home regulations, has it affected the cultivation and the growing of your products?
Well, my partners, who are the sixth-generation growers, commercial cut flower growers that originated in Holland, are still working the farm. I am staying home and working from home since I have a 4-year-old and a 5-month-old. So I'm doing everything here. I have not left the house in 5 weeks. But the farm continues to run, and we've just had to implement some very new strict standard operating procedures, right? You know, we're very fortunate that our business continues, but with that comes a whole new responsibility, right, during this time to take care of all of our employees. And so we've turned two employees into full-time cleaning crew that clean and sanitize everything all day long. We have employees that are in certain areas need to sanitize, spend the last half an hour of every day sanitizing their areas. Everyone's in masks and gloves, keeping everyone, 6 feet apart as much as possible. Anyone that doesn't need to be there on the farm is now working from home remotely. So definitely things needed to truly change there in order to be able to continue to operate and take care of our employees.
Yes, nice. That's great. Because it's not considered a legal government production, you guys are not eligible for funds right now, and that really stinks.
Yeah, I mean, that really hurts. That hurts a lot of businesses. You know, fortunately, like I said, we're still continuing to operate, but there are a lot still in this industry that aren't immune to the effects of COVID and haven't lost, you know, a number of these dispensaries have had to lay off or furlough their employees because not so many customers can actually come into the dispensaries. So, yeah, that's a really unfortunate thing. Once again, you know, cannabis and all these different things that we are up against, because it's not federally recognized, once again, we can't get the help that we need. But, you know, we're doing whatever we can because we are essential to pay it forward to those that are shut down. So, you know, I'm very much a frugal CFO in this company, so I'm very aware of anything can change at any moment, and we definitely saw a boost in sales there when everyone was starting to hoard product, and now it's kind of slowed down, and it could end tomorrow. We could have to stop working tomorrow. You never know. But in the meantime, you know, we're doing what we can to pay it forward and help the local restaurants. So we've set up a program with our community, other cannabis growers in the area, where we all buy lunches for our employees twice a week, and we're about to bump it up to three times a week, actually, to ensure that the restaurants in the community keep their lights on during this time.
Oh, I love that.
And that,
yeah.
And that our employees are fed during this time, because they may still have a job, but other family members at home might have lost their jobs. And so we're sure that, you know, money is going to be tight for everybody. So we want to make sure that we can do whatever we can to be able to pay that forward in a very smart and wholehearted way.
Right. Are you concerned about the cash that's being used? And because most cannabis operations are cash only, or are you all
absolutely
starting? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a concern,
yeah, I mean,
dealing with the money.
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky we have a bank account. You know, I went through about 6 months of rigorous compliance with a bank, and they've accepted us with a cannabis banking program. But most still don't. And that's the real problem here as well, is that, you know, the most important thing that's happening in the legislature are bills that are getting passed are for health and wellness and to provide stimulus to the economy, right? And cannabis is essential. And in order for cannabis to continue to operate in a healthy manner, we need to get away from this cash. The Safe Banking Act that's been sitting on the table needs to get passed, and it needs to get applied,
yes,
to one of these next bills. And luckily, I just saw a week ago, they are trying to attach it to the next stimulus bill, and Nancy Pelosi is behind that and backing that. So hopefully,
oh, that's
we'll see
wonderful.
This get more traction.
That's
here.
Wonderful.
Because cash is an issue. I mean, a cash carries germs, any germs, right? I mean, and if somebody still has to go to an ATM right now when they're sheltering at home to have to then go buy their medicine, they're having to go to multiple different places, touch multiple different surfaces, and touch cash. I mean, that's just, it's not benefiting society. So we do definitely
that's
need to
change. That's crazy. Autumn, for people that are wondering about the research, where are we in the field right now? Now that things have opened up, and I'm going to let you answer that when we come back from a quick break, and give out all the website information about your brand and all the things that you're doing at Autumn Brands.
Yes, our website's www.autumnbrands.com. And we are a cultivator and a brand that focuses on health and wellness and uses 100% pesticide-free. We reuse and recycle all our water, all our organic waste.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Yeah, this is a major part of your company. It's fabulous. We'll be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pao D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pao D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer, and we're having a great conversation with Autumn today from Autumn Brands. Autumn Brands is a licensed California cannabis cultivator dedicated to the synergy of health and wellness, and sustainability is really important. I love that you're giving back. Your business is not normal. It's not business as usual, and you are really and truly trying to support the restaurants, your workers, and the industry in a whole, as a whole. And do you think that we are going to see many changes because of COVID-19 in the cannabis world today, Autumn?
Oh, absolutely. People right now being stuck at home are developing new habits and behaviors that are going to permanently shape how they do things moving forward. They're rethinking their jobs, their family's health and wellness regimen, how they get through a crisis. Yeah. You know, this is definitely changing how cannabis is perceived. This is diminishing the stigma that cannabis has been holding on to all these years. By it being deemed essential and by them continuing to be able to operate. But nothing's ever going to be the same. No industry, whether it's cannabis or another, we're all going to be affected by this, and everyone's going to be doing something different. But, you know, as far as cannabis goes, and the consumers are starting to see cannabis in a new way. They're at home. They're starting to understand and research a little bit more, and looking towards other things other than perhaps, you know, alcohol or different products that they're looking to buy for their family, because they're really understanding that this product is good for their health or could be good for their health, depending on which one they need.
I know that before the COVID-19, there was so much buzz about skincare and topicals, and especially cannabis topicals. And is this still going to have its moment, or do you think we're going to be a little lagging behind?
I think more than ever. I think consumers are going to understand the benefits of the cannabis topical. You know, we're in the process right now. We've been, over the last year, been working on this and developing one, and want to make sure we put out the best product we possibly can for somebody, because there are a number of them on the market, and there's a ton of just CBD hemp ones. So trying to decide which one is best for you can be a little challenging. But yes, I think this is going to be something that people really are going to focus on in the future and understand that these kind of cannabis topicals, some can get you high if they're a subdermal one, but most of them are just great for pain relief, localized in different parts of your body, or even different type of skin ailments that people have, that the THC in the cannabis products are really what can generate a healing benefit to your body and your skin.
That's awesome. Absolutely awesome. And education is key. And there's virtual technology happening in the world of cannabis right now as well.
Well, everyone has to get creative. You know, I mean, there's already been the techie kind of add-on to the cannabis industry that started originally with, you know, delivery services and different apps that pop up. But, you know, we all have to get even more creative. You know, us personally, we have our brand ambassadors that usually go and sit in dispensaries, and we'll do a demo for consumers that come in and kind of really talk about who we are and show them our products, and they get to smell them. And, you know, and leading up to this, we had to stop letting people touch our jars and touch and stick their nose in them, and so now we're having to really get more creative with how we present who we, our brand, and doing a lot more of the virtual videos and trainings, everything kind of has to happen more on a virtual level. And everyone sitting at home is craving that face-to-face connection, right? Because we're all going a little stir-crazy sitting at home, so we're seeing a lot more of these kind of Zoom type of apps and different already apps that are out there with weed maps and whatnot that really are trying to connect this consumer and the brands together in a different virtual way.
Yes. Right now there are 33 states that have legalized marijuana in some form, and which is so great. Lots more under the radar is happening. We've obviously, this has taken a little bit of a hiatus in because of COVID-19, but we will get back, I'm sure, after things come back to normal and the different phases of our less socializing and mitigation occurring. I want to talk to you, though, about right now. You and I both know that there are many people that are incarcerated at this time because of old, old laws pertaining to cannabis. And right now that these institutions are so filled with COVID-19, and it's a shame that some of the prisoners, their lives are at stake when it was a minor offense of cannabis that they had possession of. And what's happening in the field of social injustice with the industry? Are they reaching out and trying to help some of these inmates?
You know, it's still, I think, still very slow movement. There are different municipalities or states that are definitely moving forward quicker. But, you know, this is still something, yes, like you just said. I mean, these prisoners are sitting ducks now in a prison. You know, here locally, that's one of our highest cases is in the prison of people who have COVID. So, yeah, it's really unfortunate that some places still have this real social injustice element of incarcerating someone for a little bag of weed that they really, you know, isn't that important. So hopefully we're going to see more and more states come on and local municipalities do more to, one, release these inmates, and then also help provide programs for them to get back into the workforce in the cannabis industry or any other industry that they may desire. But what we've also seen is that I've read some different articles that a lot of these local municipalities don't want to give false hope, because it is so hard to be in this industry. It really is. There are so many different challenges. The regulations are incredibly strict and ever-changing. And so, and it does take money to make money in this industry.
Absolutely, it does. Autumn, this has been so fabulous. Oh, my gosh, you've really given us so much information today. Please, please, please give out the website, and we look forward to talking with you in the near future. Please, go ahead.
Autumnbrands.com, and you can find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter as well.
Thank you so much, Autumn. Be safe, be well. Thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody. Please be safe, and as always, smile.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.